Jai, Srila Prabhupada. There is no limit to Srila Prabhupada's transcendental attributes, nor do we wish to ever stop describing them. His qualities, combined with his achievements, undoubtedly established Srila Prabhupada as an extraordinarily great transcendental personality. Srila Prabhupada is still with us, watching over the continuing expansion of the Krishna consciousness movement. If we simply follow his instructions carefully, we can expect many amazing, unimaginable things to happen. My memories of Srila Prabhupada. Bhaktivikas Swami recalls his few but precious moments of the most significant personality to have graced the earth in recent times. Also included the essays On Serving Srila Prabhupada in Separation, Speaking Strongly in Srila Prabhupada's Service. On Pilgrimage in Holy India, travel with an ISKCON sannyasi, including to some of India's less known but most charming holy places. Ramayana. Countless eons ago, when men and animals could converse together and powerful Brahmins would effect miracles, the uncontrollable demon Ravan was terrorizing the universe. The Ramayana records the adventures of Ram, the Lord of Righteousness, as he struggles to overcome the forces of Ravan. This absorbing narration has delighted and enlightened countless generations in India, and its timeless spiritual insights are compellingly relevant in today's confused world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hundreds of thousands of people throughout the world now follow the spotless path of Krishna consciousness as given by Lord Chaitanya. Chanting the holy names of Krishna and dancing in ecstasy, they desire only love of Krishna and consider material enjoyment to be insignificant. This book gives an overview of the life and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most munificent avatar of God ever to grace this planet. Vamsidas Babaji. Srila Vamsidas Babaji was a great Vaishnav who lived in Navadvip during the first half of the 20th century. His behavior was so unusual that in any culture less spiritually enlightened than India's, he almost certainly would have been considered crazy. Although physically present in this world, he had little communication with it. He was about 6 feet tall and strongly built. His hair and beard were uncut, matted, and disheveled. He almost never bathed, and his eyes looked wild. He wore only a loincloth and nothing more. This book introduces us to a personality so extraordinary and exalted that all we can do is offer him our obeisances and beg for his mercy. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur altered the course of religious history by reviving and forcefully propagating pure Krishna consciousness. His boldness in combating cheating religion earned him the appellation Lion Guru, yet his heart was soft with divine love for Krishna. Based in Bengal and traveling throughout India in the early 20th century, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur laid the foundation for and was the inspiration and guiding force behind the later worldwide spreading of the Hare Krishna movement. The result of over 20 years of research, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava presents a wealth of newly translated material. Replete with anecdotes told by his disciples who lived with him, this devotional, philosophical, cultural, and historical study gives intimate insights into the activities, teachings, and character of an empowered emissary of the Supreme Lord. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava is presented in 3 volumes. Volume 1 features a biographical overview, plus detailed analysis of the message, mission, and personality of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Volume 2 details the preaching challenges that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati faced, and also includes biographical sketches of several of his disciples and associates. Volume 3 features an overview of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's contributions, with selections from his lectures, writings, and colloquies, also his astrological chart, and appendixes that include important details concerning Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and the Gaudiya Math. Volume 3 features an overview of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's contributions with selections from his lectures, writings, and colloquies, also his astrological chart and appendixes that include important details concerning Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and the Gaudiya Math. From the Bhakti Vikas Swami Media Ministry, Prema Babartha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Audiobook in Hindi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Bhakti Vikas Swami, dramatically narrated by J.P. Sharma with tasteful background music. Approximately 4 hours, MP3 format. Hearing the message as it is. Lectures by Bhakti Vikas Swami in English, Bengali, and Hindi. MP3 and video format. Brahmacharya in Krishna Consciousness, a user's guide to Brahmachari life. The first part consists of elaborate discussions and practical guidance regarding many aspects of Brahmacharya. The second portion is a compilation of quotations on Brahmacharya from Srila Prabhupada's books, letters, and recordings. Invaluable not only for Brahmacharyas, but for all devotees seriously interested in improving their spiritual life. Glimpses of Traditional Indian Life. Journey to the Real India. Discover the wisdom and devotion at the heart of Indian life. Meet people who were raised in a godly atmosphere and learn how it shaped their character and enriched their life. Explore the adverse effects of India's technological development, the downfall of her hereditary culture, and other causes of India's present degradation. Other books by Bhakti Vikas Swami. A Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness. Read this book and improve your life. All you need to know to get started in Krishna consciousness. Easy to understand guidance on daily practices that bring us closer to Krishna. Packed with practical information. Suitable both for devotees living in an ashram or at home. Guaranteed to make you a better, more spiritual person. A message to the youth of India. Youth of India, awake! Your country is destined to lead the world by spiritual strength. Understand the power of your own culture, which is attractive.